ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யூ பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. இன் த கோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் லைஃப் தெர் இஸ் அ நீட் ஃபார் அஸ் டு பி ரிமைண்டட் தட் வி சர்வ் த காட் ஹூ இஸ் ரிச். காட் இஸ் ரிச் இன் குட்னஸ், கிரேஸ் அண்ட் க்ளோரி. த பைபிள் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் அன்சர்ச்சபிள் ரிச்சஸ் ஆஃப் கிரைஸ்ட். த கிரீக் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் ஃபார் அன்சர்ச்சபிள் ரிச்சஸ் இஸ் பவுண்ட்லெஸ் ரிச்சஸ். Unsearchable describes something that cannot be fully comprehended or explored. In other words, there is no limit to the riches of Christ. They are past finding out. These are spiritual riches with eternal benefits, and we cannot fully comprehend them. The unsearchable riches of Christ are on display in every believer's heart. The riches of Christ that He makes available to us are not material but spiritual. The riches of Christ include all that God is. The unsearchable riches of Christ are the glory of God, the truth of God, the wisdom of God, the life of God, and the love of God. The unsearchable riches of Christ provide salvation to everyone who believes. We may be the worst of the sinners, yet Jesus can forgive us and transform our lives. It is the gift that truly keeps on giving, as we are changed by God's Spirit into loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlled people. King Solomon was great in riches and wisdom than all other kings of the earth. Yet Solomon's riches could be quantified. Solomon's riches, like any others, were only temporal treasures of this world. The treasures of Christ are inexhaustible, incomparable, unsearchable. They are useful, they are abiding, soul-satisfying, and they are forever. Christ is the richest heir in heaven and on earth. Princes and popes of this world don't even come close. All the silver and gold is mine, says the Lord God. Seeing Christ is so rich, it is no-brainer. Men and women should seek Him wholeheartedly, faithfully, and eternally. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that through His poverty you might become rich." Remember, my friends, blessings cannot be counted, riches cannot be mounted. Souls rich in grace are the honor of Christ and the glory of Christianity. Shall we pray? Mighty God, everlasting Father, thank You for showing us true riches are spiritual and eternal. Help us, Holy Spirit, to ask, seek, and knock on that which cannot be counted but can be counted on. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.